Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. And boy, do I have a treat for you this afternoon. You know, with all this healthcare stuff, we've got to figure out a way to try to keep ourselves healthy and try to reduce as much stress in our lives, because I do believe stress equals sickness sometimes. I think those come together. And I have with me today Barbara Warner. She is a certified clinical nurse specialist in psychiatric and mental health nursing. Oh, my God, she's going to be sitting here analyzing me as we talk. This could be scary, folks. But she is the co-founder of Nurse Navigators for Integrative Healing. How you doing today, Barbara?
I'm great, Ann. It's great to be with you again.
Absolutely. This is nice. It's been a while. You've been so busy, we haven't been able to get you on the radio.
I know. I think you caught me when I was babysitting brand new twins a while ago. So yes.
Plus you work up there in Greenville at the Greenville Hospital System.
Yep.
What do you do up there at the Greenville Hospital System?
Well, what we are doing up there now is we are teaching professionals. We've had a contract with them. We're going into our third year. We're teaching professionals about integrative medicine and how to blend the integrative medicines, which are the complementary alternative medicines, with Western medicines for the best outcomes.
Okay, that sounds like a real big mouthful.
Doesn't it, though? It's a little, babble, medical babble talk.
So what does that mean?
Okay. We believe very strongly that things like aromatherapy, yoga, massage, all of these that would be looked at as alternative therapies.
All that hooky stuff.
That woo-woo stuff, yeah. That those things, especially the ones that have been evidence-based, and there is a lot of research on many of them, that they can augment and facilitate the body's reception, shall we say, even, to Western medicine. So we have a contract with the Cancer Center up there at GHS. There is a arm of the Cancer Center called the Center for Integrative Oncology and Survivorship, CIOS.
And that must mean there must be something real about that.
You betcha.
They wouldn't just name a section, would they?
No, and actually, it's one of the few in South Carolina. Integrative medicine is all over the country, but it's a little slow to catch on down here.
In South Carolina.
Yeah. But it's going to pop, and it feels like GHS may be the place that's popping.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Well,
so
you read about the alternative things that you can do. But, you know, I think for years and years, our basic Western doctors have not grabbed a hold of it, have they?
No. And I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for it. Certainly, our society has been socialized to the quick fix. The quick fix, you know, you feel this, go take a pill, you'll feel better. Part of that socialization is just from our media and the way we live. But also doctors have always kind of been looked at as the ones who can fix you.
Right.
So people destroy their bodies and then go take them into a doctor and turn it over to the doctor and say, fix me. And then the doctor does whatever and gives you things, cuts you, gives you medicine, and then gives you the body back. And you continue to abuse it until another time, and you decide to take it in and abdicate responsibility for all of this, and then take it to the doctor to fix again. So what we really are about, as well as teaching integrative medicine, is we really want to help people know that self-care is a goal. And we're going to have to be a society that values self-care in order to turn things around.
Well, particularly when you look at what's happening in healthcare and the insurance and the Affordable Care Act and all these different things, it really is going to be a situation where you better be able to identify some of the things, the basic things, and not just go running to the doctor every time.
Because unfortunately, some of the basic things are just very easy fixes and could be prevented very easily. And sometimes then what's given to you by the doctors, and that's not all the time certainly, but there are side effects. And I'm sure you know people who've taken a medication treatment for a while, and the side effects start to become more prominent, and so they go get something for the side effects, and before long they're on four or five different medications to take the side effects from the one that took the side effects from the other, And the liver is going, stop.
Exactly. So. And, you know, if you have been relatively healthy most of your life, and then as you age, you start noticing things happening, perhaps it is because you've been abusing your body just trying to live every day.
There is that.
Yes, there's that too. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons that you've started this yoga program, I think.
Well, I haven't started a yoga program. Are we talking the mindfulness?
The mindfulness.
We have brought mindfulness medication. Mindfulness meditation.
Right.
Meditation. To
yes.
Greenwood.
Right.
We started this program. Actually, I started working with the Sullivan Center at Clemson University when I was teaching there, and that's their wellness organization down there for the nursing and the faculty. And we established a mindfulness meditation program. It didn't really pick up. So when I retired and we started working with GHS, we established a program of classes called Mindfulness-Based Cancer Survivorship, MBCS. Mm-hmm. Now, it is fashioned after a very prominent program in Massachusetts called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. And that is the one program that has been highly researched all around the country and internationally and been shown to have phenomenal results with healing on all levels.
And how do you, what is the basic format for this?
The format that we have here now in Greenwood, mm-hmm. we've taken the mindfulness-based cancer survivorship, we've expanded it and made it more of a stress reduction program that we call mindfulness-based self-care, and it's an 8-class program, and we teach the principles of mindfulness meditation, and you know, show people how to do it, give them different, each week is a different look at the various aspects of mindfulness. We talk about mindful walking, mindful eating, loving-kindness meditation, which is part of mindfulness meditation. And we tell them, of course, we back up from the introduction, tell them the history of it all, where it came from, and how it evolved from an ancient practice, which is a healing practice in India.
Wow. So we're going to be talking all about this right here today. And yes, I'm Ann Eller, and yes, I'm here with Barbara Warner. She's fascinating, and the last time she was actually on the radio, I think I had broken my shoulder, and you told me about how to make my bones heal faster. When we come back, I'll tell you about it, and I'll tell you what the doctor said when I went back a few weeks later. Hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm just coming back out from a little time out here, a little training session. Where were we at, Barbara?
You were going to talk about your shoulder, dear.
Oh, that's right. I was going to tell her about my shoulder, but Barbara was on the show when I had this, all this stuff on my shoulder, and she was telling me how, well, Ann, you have the ability to do this, and she goes, I don't know if it'll work, but you told me about a friend who had sat at home and thought about knitting the bones, knitting back together, and she goes, you don't have to do it for a long time. You just do it a few minutes every day, and I got to the point where I was actually doing it in the shower because I could count on that moments in the shower. And then if I happened to be sitting around, I'd say, okay, these bones are knitting. And I would kind of just concentrate on that for a little period of time. And when I went back in, I think it was January, went back to the doctor and he took a look at it and he got the original x-rays out and he looked at the x-ray and he goes, well, there's nothing else we can do for you. You're healed.
He didn't see little knitting needle marks?
I guess not. But it was phenomenal that uh-huh. that had worked that way. And it was just, I didn't take any long 20 minutes or anything. It would be 5 or 10 minutes here because that's all I could grab in time. And I don't know if it did, but I mean, I have to say, I don't think it hurt. And I think it healed quicker than what he thought it would heal.
Well, that's really what we're all about with integrative medicine and trying to push this wherever we can push it, because it does facilitate the body working with whatever kind of medicine we're using.
Sure.
And it's not the idea of getting rid of Western medicine. It's the idea of working together with the best of both worlds.
Sure. And, you know, in my case, my shoulder was phenomenally healed. For a woman your age, it's healed rather quickly. I was like, excuse me?
A little whippersnapper.
Yeah, that's right. Can I talk to you after this? Yeah, exactly. But anyways, there are so many things that we can do on our own if we just utilize the power of the mind. And how many times have we heard cancer stories where somebody has, and it hasn't been just the chemo, it hasn't been just this, whether you believe in a higher power, whether you believe in just taking that time, meditation, thinking about it, being able to totally focus. That's one of the things I think they talk about in cancer, is being totally focused on yourself.
There's a couple of things in that I want to respond to. The thing about focusing on yourself is very valid. So many people do not look at themselves first.
Correct.
We are taught, either in our religions or in our society, some in our families, that we need to take care of others, that it's selfish to look at ourselves first. But as a therapist through the years, I have insisted that my clients look at themselves first, especially the caretaking type of folks, because they're pouring themselves out of this pitcher all around. They're watering everybody else's garden. If they do not go back and fill their own pitcher, they will get sick. There's nothing left then to be the caretaker of everyone else. You've really got to do that first person. Now, and in cancers, we often see a lot of people who don't really look at themselves first. They have really been out there for everybody else, or maybe even been suppressing a lot of their own feelings because they don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And a lot of that then gets trapped in the body in the form of what you talked about earlier, and that is stress. Because it's not just, oh yeah, sometimes stress causes illness. I think I might have mentioned this before, 75% to 85% of what doctors see is as a result of stress.
And in the lives that we lead today so much, it is, I think, so much more stressful than it was 30 years ago. And, you know, you think about even children growing up in today's world versus growing up 30, 40 years ago, totally different environment. They are scheduled. They are on these computers. They never stop. They keep going all the time. We talk about in education how much more advanced in everything they are. But still, that has to put more stress on the brain and just on growth and this type of thing.
Well, I don't think any of us really take into account enough the stress that our own thoughts put on our body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can really stress myself out, you know, thinking about, well, should I have said this? Should I have done this? Yes.
Exactly. And that's interesting about, you know, even just to kind of tie back into the whole mindfulness thing. Mindfulness meditation is about being in the present moment.
Okay.
Rather than stressing about what did I say, what should I sort of said, how could I have said it differently, blah, blah, in the past, which is gone, we're done with it.
Right, or when you sent that email, it's over.
Exactly. Oops. Oops, that one.
Yeah, well, I guess I shouldn't have said that. And then you can always go with Facebook and some of the things that are said out there on Facebook, and I'm sure some of the people, oh, my God, why did I say that? Yeah.
Yes, they need to go back to live in that present moment. And know that page is bypassed. It's long gone down the stream. But then, and then also, a lot of our society lives in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to enjoy what's going on in this particular moment today.
Right.
Because I am worried about, I'm planning for tomorrow. What am I going to do here? I have my list in my head of what I have to do before the end of the day. And I'm not enjoying this moment right now. And in this moment, right now, in the whole idea of mindfulness meditation, this moment is a perfect moment.
Hmm. Now, that's interesting.
If you breathe right now,
I'm breathing.
You take a breath. You've now, and pay attention to that breath, you're experiencing this moment.
We forget about this moment.
Yeah, we do.
And
so when we've worked with the cancer survivors up at Greenville Health System, which is GHS.
Right.
not Greenwood High School.
Right.
Greenville exactly. Health System. When we've worked with the cancer patients up there, they've said things like, it's the only time I've really stopped worrying about my cancer is when I take that moment to be in the present moment. Because at this moment, I'm just simply breathing and feeling the relaxation and the calm that comes in my body.
So how do you do your classes, Barbara? I mean,
well, right now, thankfully, we've been allowed to use Jed Graham's physician's care offices. I mean, he's got a conference room. We meet from 6 to 7:30, so it's an hour and a half, eight different sessions. And like I said earlier, each time there's a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have discussion, we experience mindfulness, we may experience mindful eating, we will at some point down the road do some mindful walking, things like that. So there's experiential, there's what we call didactic or teaching, mm-hmm. and we're discussing.
Wow, so. Okay. And now how much do these programs cost?
They're $90
for 8 sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's just a little over $10 a session there.
And you get a notebook, and I have show and tell.
Well, yeah,
I don't know,
so
you can't show and tell on the radio.
No, but you can in the video.
I
so that's how
the video.
There you go.
So we have our mindfulness-based self-care. Everybody gets a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a body scan, that CD that everyone gets so they can go home and work with that. The other thing that we do that we've done it at Greenville Health System, and we're doing it in our classes, is to give everyone a perceived stress scale at the beginning and then again at the end. And it's amazing to see. People aren't aware, particularly, that they've made many changes.
Right.
But just sometimes going through that 8-session opportunity to really, as homework, we don't really like to call it homework. Nobody likes homework. So we're calling home-based practices. So after your home-based practices, even doing it a little bit, people are noticing that they're calmer and their stress levels are reduced. So
wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing to be able to do 8 sessions and start showing people a different way.
And it's free past the $90. Because once you pay the $90, you learn how to use what you carry around with you all the time, and that is your breath.
Wow.
It's free.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty, pretty awesome. Hey, you know, I'm here with Barbara Warner. If somebody wanted to call you, Barbara, after the show or something, what's a telephone number for them to call you?
678-427-1404.
Okay. 1404. And so you can talk to Barbara. Now, you do other things besides this. I mean, if somebody wanted to talk to you about some other possibilities of things, you're available for.
Oh, yes. Nurse Navigators for Integrative Healing. If anyone wants to look on the website,
mm-hmm.
it is all one word, Nurse Navigators, plural, the number 4,
mm-hmm.
Integrative, and then healing.org.
It's a nice short name, Barbara.
It is, sorry. I know. We loved it at the time. It's a little difficult, but we're committed. Anyway,
okay.
It's a commitment. So there we have outlined some of the things that we do. We have programs for businesses that we would love to roll out at some point. One program we're calling Workplace Optimal Wellness, with a toolbox of the various things that employees can learn for their self-care.
Mm-hmm.
We have done some things for the school district. We've talked to the Pilots Club. We've done some other things. We're working with WLC, and we're going to be doing a presentation at the conference in March. So we're real eager to educate.
To show different ways that you can
exactly.
save yourself.
Yes.
Really,
save yourself by taking care of yourself.
Exactly. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back in just one moment.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right here with Barbara Warner. She is a certified clinical nurse specialist in psychiatric and mental health nursing, and she now is a co-founder of Nurse Navigators for Integrative Healing. You know, we were just talking off the air, Barbara, about how somebody that they say there's absolutely no possibility this person is going to die, and the person through overwhelming power of mind and everything comes back. Mm-hmm. And then there is the person that they say, oh, it's not that bad, you're going to make a full recovery, and that person just dies. Mm-hmm. There has to be some connection in that spirit.
There's certainly a connection in the spirit of it, and the mind has a lot to do with it. The thoughts that one has create chemical reactions in the body that can fight healing or can promote healing. This whole idea, interestingly, back in the day when I was a young nurse, we were taught that you have got to break down this cancer patient's denial. You've got to tell them they got cancer. You've got to let them be in the reality of their situation and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Through the years, however, they have noticed that those people who fight it and say, this ain't gonna get me,
right,
they're the ones that make it, like you've just said.
Right.
There's some real interesting stories on it. There's books on it. There's a lot of fun things that you can explore. I know Bernie Siegel has a lot of things where he paid attention to a lot of his patients that had a lot of love in their life and a lot of support, and they would pull through, and people who were depressed and hopeless would not, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that comes to my mind is a story of a fellow who had some sort, I don't think it was cancer, but some sort of fatal illness, and he realized that his family had no insurance for his family. Mm-hmm. And so when he died, he was going to leave them destitute. So in the process of his dying, he decided he was going to set up his own insurance company and make it so that he could provide for his family after his death. Well, then 35 or 40 years later, he's still operating his insurance company. So, forgot to die. He has a little bit.
He was too busy to die.
Forgot to die.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I know of somebody that back in, God, I guess this was in the, this would have been in the mid to late 70s, and he had cancer, and he actually was going to Duke, and it seemed like he would go to Duke and have his treatment, and he'd come back, and they'd say, now when you get back, you need to relax and rest and this type of thing. And in his business, there was always something. He'd be gone for 4 or 5 hours, right? And something catastrophic would happen, and he'd have to well it up and do what's necessary to keep the business going, which kept his life going. And he actually recovered from it. And at the time, they were like, you can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. But there was something in his body and his system that made him carry on. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting, because what you're describing in many ways is a man who has been throwing a lot more stress into his physical body during a time when he's supposed to be recovering.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, they used to say, you can't keep doing this, but for mm-hmm, some, he needed to. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. kind of like the guy that had to provide for his family. He had to keep going.
But there is certainly some aspect of the spirit. And when the spirit lets go and gives up, the body tends to kind of follow.
Sure.
I know you've probably seen people who, even in a dying process, they'll hold on.
That through spirit Christmas. Can
exactly.
Through well, that's Christmas absolutely. Or a wedding exactly. or something like
sure.
that. Yeah, a
absolutely.
Big event.
And then they
then
will
let go.
And so we do have that ability. We don't use it. We don't utilize nearly the amount of the ability that our bodies or our spirits are. Essences as humans, whatever we want to call it, that we've been created with. We have a lot out there we don't understand, and a lot more that we could be using for healing and for controlling a lot of things that we abdicate to doctors and everyone else.
Wow. You know, when you talk about this kind of stuff, you realize that you really do have a lot of power over your own self and your own, you know, we always used to say you have the power of your destiny and everything. Well, you do have the power to keep yourself centered maybe more healthy. I mean, you can't help yourself if the flu germ gets into your body. That's a different story, right?
Well, you can. The flu germs are everywhere. I mean, you're going to inhale.
Oh, don't tell me that. I won't be able to go anywhere.
I'm sorry.
But just using flu as one right now.
Certainly, you are exposed to things. And stress is the thing that affects your immune system.
Correct.
And the stronger your immune system, the more you are going to be able to resist anything that is kind of floating around in your body, including the cancer virus and things like this, which, you know, we have these kinds of things that we're exposed to. And the stress response in the body is what tears down the tissues and gives the hormones to the body that prevent healing. So the relaxation response, which is what is at the foundation of many, many, many of these, and I'm going to say quote-unquote alternative methods, because when we integrate them, then they become integrative and complementary. But as long as they're out there and nobody's even going to Western medicine, they are considered alternative. So anytime, most of those have a common denominator of a relaxation piece.
So what made you get interested in it?
Wow. I got interested in it probably out of being a psychotherapist. So being exposed as a nurse to relaxation response, interestingly, back in the day at my gym class at the University of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes.
In the cold of winter?
In the cold of winter, back in, I'm not going to tell you when.
Okay.
We were taught the relaxation response, which was way before anybody ever started doing it for any kind of medical stuff. Mm-hmm. They were kind of, I think they were testing it on freshman students is what I think they were doing. Anyway, so I learned it back then. And then as a nurse, started noticing that we could teach that to patients and work with patients. And as a psychotherapist, through my history with individual clients, I noticed a complete connection between the mind and the body. Wow. I got so in my later years, if somebody was having some sort of a physical issue, I would have them just close their eyes and breathe into that part of their body, and invariably a feeling or an awareness or a thought would come up about what kind of emotional stuff they were carrying. It was a lot of fun.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we are here with Barbara Warner. If you have a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. She's going to be having another class coming up here in February. But don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Barbara Warner. She is a certified clinical nurse specialist in psychiatric and mental health nursing, and she is the co-founder of Nurse Navigators for Integrative Healing. You know, it's kind of, you know, we say in so many things that things come full circle, right?
Yep.
And here you and I were just talking off air how these ancient things that covered the mind and the spirit and the body are now finding that they have a place in medicine, in a place in taking care of yourself. And I guess the biggest problem that you face is getting it out there enough so people can know that they have the power.
Yes.
The power. To help with their own health care.
You are phenomenal in being instrumental getting it out here, certainly locally. One of the things that we did notice through the years is that Oprah's been really good about that, getting this kind of stuff out and getting it more open. But we have to get the word out that we are capable of taking control of our own health care and taking control of our own bodies. And it's not going to keep us from going to doctors. We always need to go to doctors. But we have a responsibility. And when we can take that responsibility, we can feel so much better. It's phenomenal. And off air, we were talking about these ancient systems. The more Judy and I teach up at Greenville Health Systems, the more we are just so excited to learn, to be more immersed in the ancient systems, because they're all medical systems that have carried through the mind, the body, the spirit, and the emotional aspects of the individual. They've all honored all four aspects of that in every individual as a vital part of their treatment. Now, until recently, I don't think Western medicine really even honored much of the spirit aspect. They're starting to open up to looking at it. One thing, when we were teaching, one of our textbooks had as an integrative alternative practice faith and prayer.
Wow.
Now,
and how many people believe in the power of prayer?
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
It's considered an alternative. So.
Oh my God, it's an alternative?
Oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, people believe in the power of prayer.
Absolutely.
That's right. And it's not really a stretch on some of these other things to know that the power of that. You were telling me about one of the fun things you do at Greenville Health Systems in your teaching of the classes is that you can see the aura around people. And that's where I said, whoa, you're getting
okay,
out
okay, you're
there.
Getting a little woo-woo here.
Yeah, right. But you said you can actually see that, and you can actually see the energy within people. You were talking a little bit about that?
Well, one of the first things that we introduce in our classes is the fact that we are energy. We, as human beings, are energy. We do not exist simply in this physical body that I can touch with my fingers. Out several inches, out a foot, around me is an energy field that is also me, that I affect, that my thoughts affect, and that picks up on energy elsewhere that affects me, mm-hmm. whether I know it or not. The kind of thing that when somebody comes up behind you, you know that they're there because your energy has touched, not because of, you know, any other kind of knowing. Anyways, that energy.
Now she's talking about ghosts. I know it.
No. Give me a break. That energy is actually now able to be photographed.
Photographed.
I had a Kirlian photography back in the 90s, so they take pictures of it. It changes color with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we do in our class is we show through a pendulum how the thoughts affect the movement of everyone's individual chakra points, which are little energy centers that emit from the body. They are palpable by people who do energy work.
Wow.
But that's kind of another area.
That's another field, but I mean the whole idea that we are energy, and if we are energy, then it would seem like we ought to be able to harness that energy.
Well, that energy has been used to do MRIs, EKGs, all of these kinds of things. Modern medicine is taking advantage of in being able to diagnose and treat, but yet we're not willing to accept somehow the fact that those energy fields can be maybe even manipulated externally just simply by someone's movement of hands over their body, which would be, say, therapeutic touch, healing touch, or Reiki.
Right.
Or the idea that a person can, by their own thought, affect the movement of some things in their own body, like you did.
Right.
Ideally. Visualizing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's some of the things that you think about when you're trying to figure out what's wrong with you and trying to heal yourself. I guess that's why health food stores and all the aromatherapy and all these things that you read about. The only problem that I have, how do you know what's good and what's kind of wacky out there?
That is certainly an issue. Unfortunately, people can be taken by things that are, again, what happens is they tend to grasp onto what feels like a good quick fix because this is promised to do it. I would almost look at anything that's a quick fix as being something that you ought to be cautioned about, because the way we're constructed as a body is that we can heal, but it takes time and it takes patience. And when we've got the quick fix, that's going against that. What we really knew, the body needs to be allowed to take on its own ability to heal. But the other thing that you want to be aware of with practitioners and people that say that they're going to help you, if you have a practitioner that refuses to work with anyone else, or that says that they are the only one out there that can help you.
I can understand that, yeah.
Or that feels to you like they're just asking for a lot of money. Those are places that you want to be cautious of. Now, you will also be able to find, ideally, and I know in our community we have practitioners who will cross-refer, work with each other. Why don't you try this? Try yoga, and maybe with the yoga, go to next door, try some massage, or this, or chiropractic, that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of, those are multiple areas and multiple ways to help you support your own body's healing.
You know, that is so true. And, you know, when you just think back to chiropractic, how many years ago was it? That's a bunch of mojo over there. That doesn't really work.
Right.
And they were not accepted as part of the doctor community.
Well, they're still considered complementary alternative, but they are the most widely accepted.
Right. But but there was a time where,
Yes.
What's the reason to go there?
Charlatans, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So when you just look at how far they have come and the help and the that they do, it's not too much further to say, hey, maybe if I just breathe. And, you know, we've been told for years about deep breathing, about doing some of these things. Quite often people, particularly, I believe, in stressful situations, they don't breathe.
They don't breathe and they hold their breath. And what happens is they'll hold their breath, which suppresses and pushes in the stressful event into the cells of their body. So it's not only that they're holding their breath, but they're actually physically doing something dangerous.
How about that?
The other thing, though, about the deep breathing, I just have to get this one in before we're off the air. Everyone says deep breathe, and invariably somebody, you suck in a big breath and hold it in your chest.
Okay.
Ideally, if you're going to relax, what you need to simply do is take a deep breath way down into your belly and exhale. So the best thing that you can do is allow yourself to just sit, feet on the floor, pay attention to your breath, draw that breath into your belly, maybe do it on the count of four. You might then hold it to the count of seven, if you can, and then exhale to the count of eight.
Very slowly.
And very slowly. Your relaxation breath and your healing part of your breath cycle is your exhale.
How about that?
Yes.
You know, it's always fascinating to have you come and sit down because I always learn something. And then it makes me have so many more questions, though. That's the problem, Barbara.
I'm here. I'll be back.
Exactly. Now, tell us again when you're going to be having another class starting up.
Okay, our next class is starting on February 24th at Jed Graham's office and Physicians Care in Montague.
Okay.
And you can contact me at 678-427-1404 or Barbara at Nurse Navigators for integrativehealing.org.
Okay.
Or you can pick up a flyer at Dr. Graham's office.
Sure.
And we look forward to seeing you. It's fun. It's an exciting thing to be able to learn that you can take care of yourself.
Well, in today's world, it's all about, and part of that comes down to you're actually be saving yourself money.
Ultimately,
absolutely. If you can keep yourself from getting sick in today's world, number one, you don't miss work. Number two, you're taking care of your body and you're not looking at long-term damage and prescriptions and all this kind of stuff. Wouldn't it be nice to go for a checkup to the doctor's office and you go, darn, there's not a thing I can do for you. You're fine.
Exactly, exactly. And wouldn't it be fun to just have a lot of energy and just feel like when you take a breath, you're just full of life and vitality. That's what, we have that ability.
We do, and we need that not only for ourselves, but for our families.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We end up burning the candle way late at night. And that's the other thing I do, Barbara. I don't get enough sleep. I know this because I am always going. I've got sharp facets. I've got the radio station. And sometimes that's what I find. I end up being almost drained.
Well, Ann, may I ask you, are you done by 6 o'clock at night?
No.
You're not?
No.
Because I was going to offer you to come to our group. session in February.
Well, I might I would like to do that. And I could take an hour there, an hour and a half, and come do that.
We would love to offer you that.
Well, I would like to do that. Okay. And we'll see if we can make that happen.
That would be great.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Well, listen, we have been here with Barbara Warner, and she is a real gem, let me tell you. She knows a lot of little things that can really keep you going and keep you motivated, and this class would be an excellent class. It's called The Art of Being Mindful, Finding Peace in a Stressed Out World. Don't we all need this? Barbara, telephone number one more time.
678-427-1404.
Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Barbara, thanks so much for coming out today.
You are very welcome. I look forward to coming back.
All right. Sounds great. That's going to do it for us. Be back in the morning. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. And don't forget to vote for WCRS for Best Radio Station in the Index Journal's Reader's Choice Awards. Bye-bye, everybody.